Okay, cue jingle.
Cue jingle. There it is. I believe that we are live. Hello, Jonathan.
Greg.
Holy moly.
I know. Holy moly is the word. What a wonderful day.
What a wonderful day. We have a lot to share.
We have a lot to share. Yeah,
and we're going to get to that in a minute. Let me just stop doing that. Okay. And
hey, Andrea.
Is here. We are, if you just stumbled across this, the Tasty Gents. This is our podcast, now video podcast, vodcast, I think is what they call it.
Yeah.
And we are sort of West Coast. We talk a lot about food and things related to food.
Just being dudes.
Being dudes. Like we are. Yeah. And so we have an interesting thing to talk about today. What do we have to talk about today, Jonathan?
Well,
yeah.
This is pretty good news. So it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
As you know, we are working stiffs. We have spent most of our lives in careers and doing stuff. And that all may change now because of you, because of our listeners, because of our fan base, because of our friends, or even just those of you who put up with it because you're like, I guess I'll listen to this. But because you have done this because of the Facebook presence and all the other stuff, Tasty Gents. Has landed. We are now part of
Martha Stewart Omni Media.
What? I know.
We got bought, y'all.
We got bought. So Tasty Gents is no longer owned by the two of us, three of us, four of us. It's we're part of Martha's family.
The thing, oh my gosh, and Martha's family. We'll get to that in a minute. But the thing is not so we've been getting listeners and getting listeners, and you know, and you know, because you're here, right? So people listen and they tell friends apparently, and then that all happens. And apparently one of those people was Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart. And so she has been lurking on the website, on the Facebook page. She's been lurking, listening to our podcast and watching our vodcast. And it was important to her. We heard this through her attorneys. We've not had a lot of direct Martha contact so far.
No, not enough.
It was the one email.
Yeah.
That was just sort of like, welcome.
I know.
I'm sure it was written by,
her.
Yes, or an assistant wearing khakis and a powder blue button-up shirt.
Late at night thinking about us.
What we've heard from the attorneys is that Martha believes that simply by engaging with us that there's a risk that we're going to go with another media company. Mm-hmm. And so rather than even take that risk, they wanted to offer us the most generous package that they could.
And I know.
If you don't know... And you might not, because I didn't.
Nope.
Generous at Martha Stewart's level, really different than generous at my own level.
Yeah. It's
not a fruit basket.
It's so much fruit.
So much fruit. So that's what we know so far.
Yes.
I will tell you that we have received the initial... What would you call it?
Well, the initial offer.
Well, we got a small check. We got for what for Martha is a small check. Yeah. What for us is not a small check.
It's huge, right?
It's huge.
It's
so big. And so the process has begun. We know we have at least that much to work with. So so very soon, what will happen is our production. It's going to be a production.
It's going to be very different.
We're going to broadcast from a different place, and so they like Martha likes. The West Coast vibe that we've got.
So we're going to keep that.
And so, Andrea, do you want to tell everyone where we'll be broadcasting from coming up soon here? Andrea is incognito today.
Yeah.
So she's apparently.
We are broadcasting from the top of the Space Needle.
Yes!
You didn't even know.
Top of the Space Needle. So there's the whole spinning restaurant and there's the whole thing, but there's a part of it they've carved out for just ways to promote the city and promote the Space Needle. And they decided that the best way to do that is to have a Martha Stewart property. That would be us.
I know.
Broadcasting to the top of the Space Needle. So we'll be broadcasting live. So we're going to be going back on a pretty regular basis to broadcast. Mm-hmm. Our production value, as amazing as it is, I know, is going to go up. Going to go up quite a bit.
Yeah.
In this next iteration,
we might get two microphones.
I know. I know. Two microphones.
Right now,
if you can even imagine.
Anyway, you can see this. We're working off of this bad yeah. boy right here.
There it is. Yeah,
that was a microphone.
Little Yeti. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
A big studio.
Yeah. So there's going to be a studio presence. Yeah. I'm fingers crossed going to maybe make some brownies with Snoop Dogg. We're going to see. Yeah.
Snoop's name has been used.
It has. Yeah. It came out. So it was mentioned.
If you don't know, Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg are pals.
They're like best
that's
friends.
What that's about.
Like best
but yeah, Snoop's name has been mentioned. And so I imagine he's going to be on at some point. I imagine she's going to be on. I don't even know.
We're going to get t-shirts.
We're going to get t-shirts.
It's getting that big. All of the things.
It's a little crazy. All right. Because this has been in my head since we got all the communication.
And by the way, we are able to say this, and I'm sorry to interrupt. We are able to say this because they did allow us. They granted us to say this in this podcast at
yes.
the time. We've been waiting. This yep. actually happened a little while ago. We didn't want to say anything
no.
because we were still in talks. But
all the due diligence was done.
Feel free to make the announcements.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. And again, what they're buying, listeners,
yes.
Is not just us, but you. Yeah. And the fact that you love coming in listening to Tasty Dents. So, yeah. So they wanted us to be the ones that told you first yeah. about what it's going to be like. So, Jonathan, when you get that first big OmniMedia check,
yeah,
what are you going to do?
Oh, probably liposuction.
Really?
Oh, 100%. I don't know if you understand how vain I really am.
Apparently, I didn't.
But also, yes. but also incredibly lazy. Like, you would think, wow, he's vain. He would work out more. I just want to look like I do. So yeah, that'll be my first thing.
So subtracting then, will you also be adding implants anywhere?
Oh, I don't
need calf that. Implants. No. No? All right. So
how about you?
You're gonna get liposucked. I think there. Well, I need garage space.
Oh. Okay.
So I have a car and two motorcycles and a bicycle in my garage right now. It's pretty tight.
Yeah.
Obviously. With only two motorcycles, I'm running a significant deficit.
Yeah.
So somehow I need more space for more motorcycles. So more right now I have the Harley Cruiser and I have the Triumph. How do I not lean in to the sidecar at this Ooh. Point? How do I trust myself?
Yeah.
If I don't have a Harley with a sidecar.
With a sidecar, you got
it. Yeah, not my current Harley, because that one has to stay as it is.
Okay.
Sidecar. And guess who's the sidecar will be outfitted for?
Me?
That's a really good guess.
No.
No. Charlie
Brown, of course. I'm
gonna get him some goggles.
He's gonna have the goggles.
Is this I looked this up. There's a special harness you can get to make sure that he's safe and he can still move around and he's there. And so we are going to what? Solve crimes. Charlie Brown and I. Yes. In a motorcycle with a sidecar, yeah. we're going to solve crimes, yeah. and maybe Martha Stewart's going to be interested in that, podcast as well. I don't know. We're a little drunk on it right now.
Yeah. Well, so, not just that.
Well, not yes. just that. Yeah. yeah. Okay.
But also,
I need a new car.
A new car. Okay. So Andrea's vote is for a new car. Maybe that's yeah. the second check.
So we're interested in knowing from all of you.
Yes.
What should we spend the Martha money on? I mean, obviously, what we used to call work.
Yeah. We're done with that.
Not doing that shit anymore.
Yeah. That's completely.
Yeah. So what do you wish we would spend the Martha money on?
Yeah.
What
would you spend it on?
Yeah. What would you spend
it on? If you were in a position and you were given Martha money, what would you spend it on?
And at least one of you has been like, all right, like, what are we actually talking about here?
Yeah.
And so I will tell you it is a seven figure number each. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Three
of us.
Seven figure number each.
Yeah.
And so I am thinking I need a new house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's this first blush is not new house money, but if I sold this house, get a house with a bigger garage. And get it on the motorcycle.
Can we just buy other houses next to us and expand?
I don't see why not.
Oh, sorry.
I feel like the Homeowners Association here where we live at beautiful Palermo in Palm Springs, California.
Yeah.
Right now, if I'm not mistaken, Andrea and I constitute 50% of the board of directors of the HOA.
Yeah.
So
the best looking 50%, by the way.
Right? Are we not hot? Oh, and Andrea too. Yeah. Both of us.
Oh, really. Yeah.
Yeah. So if anybody could make it possible to buy houses next to us and then turn them into single units, that would be us, wouldn't it?
I think that's what we should do.
All right.
And then, you know what? And if they don't know, they don't know. Right? As long as you don't change the outside.
Right.
Do whatever you want on the inside.
Exactly.
Many of these places share a wall.
Load-bearing, schmode-bearing.
Load-bearing. Yeah. Haven't we all been a little load-bearing?
Haven't we? Haven't we, though?
Carrying the relationship all yeah. by ourselves? I'm not getting into that.
That's a different place. You heard you went there pretty quickly. Not as fast as liposuction, which I still think there's room to discuss that a little further. Yes, like not even, it wasn't even out of my mouth for winter liposuction.
Yeah. This is because I thought about it.
So yeah, that's what we had to talk about today.
Yeah, that's it. And so we are excited. We're excited for what's coming up next. We will continue to do and perform Taste of Genesis. You have come to love it.
Yep.
No big changes there.
Nope.
We will still talk about food. We're still going to talk about our friends and everything else that's going on. You'll still see Facebook posts and whatnot.
All true. Yeah. Martha wants what we got. And so we got to keep doing what we do.
Yeah.
And so you will see us as you have seen us before. But we'll have just an extra little smug smile on our face.
Call it a pinky ring. That seems like something somebody with that kind of money would have.
It does, doesn't it? I'm not sure if I'm picking a ring person. I'm going to get a tiara because that definitely seems like something that somebody that kind of money has.
Sure
pinky do. Rings and tiaras and Snoop Dogg. So we're likely to be high more often than we are now.
Yeah.
I think because of Snoop. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's implied, isn't it?
It wouldn't be Martha.
I don't know that.
I mean, she has been to prison.
Girl's been in the clink.
I know.
Respect.
Yeah. I don't know any signs.
I was going to throw a gang sign, but I don't know how to do that either.
Yeah. Here's one.
I don't think that's it. Respect, sign. Martha. Is that a heart? Mine looks like a tomato. There it is. Mine's
hard. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Respect, Martha. Martha. Anyway.
Okay.
So everything else seems a little bit less shiny than that, but let's go ahead and talk maybe about food.
Yeah, you made pizza.
Pizza. We did.
Delicious. This time it was a little different. It was actually a little less delicious than what we've had in the past, and that is only because...
Experimental pizza.
It was experimental pizza.
Yeah.
Greg outsourced the dough.
I did. So I make dough often. It's easy.
We just made a whole bunch.
Yeah, right? So much dough. Sorry. I make dough.
Yes.
As you know. And I was at Albertson's, the son of Albert, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And they had pizza dough in a bag, a la Trader Joe's, which is a generally serviceable dough.
Yeah.
So I bought it, wanting to try it out, tossed it in the fridge, and then realized this morning that its expiration date was yesterday. So today was last minute pizza with what do you got in the house you can make into pizza. So we just had that for a little bit of a late lunch.
It was delicious.
Which is quite good.
Yeah.
The pizza oven continues to deliver. I bought myself a pizza oven that I bet I've used 50 times.
Easy.
I bought myself a grill that I don't think I've used twice.
Oh, no.
What's that about for me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You like pizza now more than
I like pizza more than grilled things. It's true.
Yeah. But the grills are great. And I think if you were to start grilling more, you would grill more. Like if you just started.
That's a
like,
weirdly Yoda-like phrase.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is no want. There is only grill. Grill or do not grill. There is no want.
By Yoda. That's right.
Was I Yoda just then or like Grover from Sesame Street? I don't know. Elmo. Sorry.
There is no way your voice goes high enough.
To be Elmo?
Yes.
Oh. I don't know.
Well, actually, that's
all right.
That's kind of, the little red one, right?
The little red one.
I'm a little old to know all of these still. So I don't, but I know Grover because he taught me over, under, around, and through on Sesame Street.
Got it.
And
I learned that from Conjunction Junction.
Conjunction Junction, yeah, the Schoolhouse Rocks.
Yeah. Schoolhouse Rocks, better said. Grover, backing up now. Grover, Elmo. Did you see Elmo was in the news?
Oh, Elmo.
It's a good thing.
Elmo,
the red puppet from the Muppets. On his Instagram account, I think it was Instagram, got on there and said, Elmo wants to know how everyone is doing. 2.1 million people texted Elmo back to say, Elmo, I'm just hanging on. I'm having a tough time. People are hurting.
They really
and
are.
And they were waiting, apparently, for Elmo to ask them.
I think that speaks volumes to how much and how important it is to just ask.
Sorry.
To just ask people.
What the fuck? Sorry. God. One job. Jeez.
Where's the place?
I have one. Anyway.
Okay.
We'll you were saying. That's why it's really important to ask.
People just want to be.
I thought you were going to say it's really important to sell your shit to Martha Stewart for multiple millions of dollars. Exactly. That's not what he meant at all. He meant ask. It's but important
it
to ask.
It is important. It's
also important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I can afford to ask people and waste my time.
Right. I care about other people so much more now.
I know.
Because,
the burden of my poverty has been
lifted. Yes.
From my shoulders. And
right. Just think I can care so much about other people now that I'm, better than them. Richer. Sorry. I didn't mean that.
Better?
Richer.
Probably not. And I think we've seen examples where most people with a lot of money are not better than anyone else at all.
They're just
exposed. And they say, money only exposes who you really were down anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So if you weren't forced to be nice, a lot of you weren't. And
right.
I feel a relief that I no longer have to fake being nice.
We've all gotten really tired of Jonathan's faking being nice, haven't we? Haven't we, though? So this whole chipper thing is just a facade, if you will.
It's coffee in the morning and wine at night, and that keeps me smiling.
All right. So you're going to cut those things out then?
No, just lots more. But for different reasons. Yeah.
Got it. Anyway, that was Elmo. Elmo asked how people were.
They did.
They were hurting.
They were hurting. And that's important thing. I think the outlook, things are better than most people believe they are. And that's a state that our country, maybe a lot of the world, is in right now. I mean, our economy is significantly stronger. Our middle class is growing, richer. Yes, eggs and gas and milk are expensive. This is true. But they're available. And in a lot of other westernized countries, they're not. They just don't have access to them because it's been that terrible and expensive. And where other countries are seeing huge inflation rates, we're not. So, and we have really one group of people to thank for that, and that's us. Because all of the economic people that I listen to are baffled that we're not in a recession or that our inflation hasn't gone through the roof. And they say the only thing keeping our country strong right now is that we just keep spending money.
Oh, when you said us, I thought you meant Tasty Gents.
Oh, Tasty Gents.
Not specifically us, but no. Yeah, consumers.
It's consumers, yeah. But also Tasty Gents, because we're about to spend so much money.
There's going to be an economic stimulus an economic goosing is what it's going to be. You will hear the economy go, right. Yeah, that's going to happen. I don't know. I feel like I don't have much else to say besides we're going to be rich. I will note that it sounds as though there is a criminal upstairs in my home right now.
What is that?
And there isn't. Charlie, I have allowed Charlie Brown to have a tennis ball in the house, which is not a thing I normally do. And so he is upstairs throwing the ball. I don't have to see him to know that this is what's happening because I can hear it. He's throwing the ball into the air and then catching it when it bounces on things. Any minute now, the ball will roll under one of the beds and it will sound as though he is moving furniture because he will be.
He will be.
Yeah.
I thought it was your ghost.
Nope, not a ghost. Well, it could be.
It's Charlie Brown.
I think it's Charlie
Brown. Chasing the ghost.
Chasing the ghost. The tennis ball ghost.
Yeah. I think we're going to have a shorter one today.
I think we are.
Yeah.
I think we are.
But hang with us, everybody.
More to come.
What you think. We're very excited. We're excited for where this is going to be.
Holy mackerel. We don't even know.
It's so different.
Yeah, it is. We're probably going to dress better. Will we then?
Could I possibly dress
better?
I'm just going to keep dressing like this.
Oh, just Andrea will never wear clothes again.
We're all going to dress like Andrea's dressed today, basically. So for me, it's going to be kimonos, and I'm going to walk around with a martini all day.
Yes.
It's just who I am now. More to come on the tastygents.omnimedia.holymackerel, what just happened to us.
Yeah.
In the coming days.
Yeah,
but in the meantime, we'd love to know what you think. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to Tasty Gents, a geeky Palm Springs to Seattle podcast. Okay, cue jingle.
Cue jingle. There it is.